This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
It's Alex Jones.
My fellow Americans, tonight to you, because there is a growing humanitarian and security crisis at our southern border. Every day, Customs and Border Patrol agents encounter thousands of illegal immigrants trying to enter our country. We are out of space to hold them, and we have no way to promptly return them back home to their country. America proudly welcomes millions of lawful immigrants who enrich our society and contribute to our nation. But all Americans are hurt by uncontrolled illegal migration. It strains public resources and drives down jobs and wages. Among those hardest hit are African Americans and Hispanic Americans. Our southern border is a pipeline for vast quantities of illegal drugs, including meth, heroin, cocaine, and fentanyl. Every week, 300 of our citizens are killed by heroin alone, 90% of which floods across from our southern border. More Americans will die from drugs this year than were killed in the entire Vietnam War. In the last 2 years, ICE officers made 266,000 arrests of aliens with criminal records, including those charged or convicted of 100,000 assaults, 30,000 sex crimes, and 4,000 violent killings. Over the years, thousands of Americans have been brutally killed by those who illegally entered our country, and thousands more lives will be lost if we don't act right now. This is a humanitarian crisis, a crisis of the heart, and a crisis of the soul. Last month, 20,000 migrant children were illegally brought into the United States. A dramatic increase. These children are used as human pawns by vicious coyotes and ruthless gangs. One in three women are sexually assaulted on the dangerous trek up through Mexico. Women and children are the biggest victims by far of our broken system. This is the tragic reality of illegal immigration on our southern border. This is the cycle of human suffering that I am determined to end. My administration has presented Congress with a detailed proposal to secure the border and stop the criminal gangs, drug smugglers, and human traffickers. It's a tremendous problem. Our proposal was developed by law enforcement professionals and border agents at the Department of Homeland Security. These are the resources they have requested to properly perform their mission and keep America safe. In fact, safer than ever before. The proposal from Homeland Security includes cutting-edge technology for detecting drugs, weapons, illegal contraband, and many other things. We have requested more agents, immigration judges, and bed space to process the sharp rise in unlawful migration fueled by our very strong economy. Our plan also contains an urgent request for humanitarian assistance and medical support. Furthermore, we have asked Congress to close border security loopholes so that illegal immigrant children can be safely and humanely returned back home. Finally, as part of an overall approach to border security, law enforcement professionals have requested $5.7 billion for a physical barrier.
All right, folks, that is the first few minutes of the president's 9.5-minute address last night, where he reversed course from what he had been saying, what the vice president had been saying, what we've been lobbying for, and what has been the big buzz the last few weeks. And that is declaring a national emergency. This country is in an emergency, and he has to do it to counterman the previous executive orders in place. That's what presidents normally sign, a bunch of executive orders right when they come in to override the past ones. And Trump did that to a certain extent, but not the ones repealing basically the martial law Obama put us under. We'll break it all down straight ahead, but this is some dire, dire traits.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
You know, if you watch what's happening, not just here, but in South America, in Eastern Europe, in Western Europe, in areas of Asia, in the UK, all over the place, populist movements are exploding. Nations from Brazil to Australia are pulling out of the fake carbon taxes. It was Paris where they got the world government law in place, and now Macron's had to back out of that. So there are very positive, good things happening against the UN globalist-led attempt to collapse nation states and bring in a one-world government. There's a big awakening. But it's like a football game that's gone into overtime, and 1 minute we're about to win, the next minute they're winning. It's that close. So I've been very exuberant the last few days that Trump's fired a bunch of globalists and a bunch of Chi-Com operatives, and he has been signaling that he's going to get very aggressive with the deep state. But he announced 6 months ago he was going to declassify all the illegal spying on him. And then he ordered it, and suddenly, well, intelligence agencies are refusing to do it. And then you say, well, it's like telling your kids to clean their room, and they won't do it. He's got 16, 17 agencies, 800,000 contractors, over a million intelligence operatives, and they're just doing whatever they want. And so you saw them reverse and not follow his order there. You saw Trump say, pull our 2,000 troops out that are giving weapons to the Kurds, stop destabilizing the area. We still have troops right there in Iraq. We have missile cruisers in the Mediterranean. We're still there, but not with our troops on the ground in sand and blood. And within days, the bureaucracy says, we're not going to do it. We're going to do whatever we want, whenever we want. So that's how these people operate. And so I'm not just talking up here. Trump signals through Pence and himself that we're in an emergency. The country is in an emergency already. And I may declare one if they don't take action. Then they start threatening to plunge the stock market if he does that. And oh, and it's going to make it worse. And he knows full well they're trying that. And then they start saying they're going to refuse to follow the order. So he blinked. He backed down from it. And that is not a good sign. And there's a lot of other examples of this as well, where the president gives an order and it's not followed. We've seen Mattis and Kelly brag about how, oh, we never both leave the city at the same time or leave the president's side because, you know, he might order a nuclear war or something when he's trying to have peace with North Korea and peace with Russia and all the rest of it. And they're the ones pushing for war. And how routinely he signs an executive order and they just don't execute it and put it in the Federal Register and hope he forgets about it because he's just trying to move through and make decisions. He called Trump an idiot and retarded. See, these guys all come from a system where they kiss each other's butts, where they act powerful, and where they act like they're in charge, you know what they're doing, but really they're all the bureaucracy, and we're put there because they're yes men. Trump is an entrepreneur and an individual who does care about the country and doesn't want to see it screwed over and thinks the president to be the president. And the swamp disdains that. They believe they've captured America. They believe they run America. But I'm going to make the announcement right here, right now. President Trump was on the knife's edge of truly becoming the president and being on the George Washington cut, the George Washington mold of a true, absolute maverick trailblazer. He's been on the knife edge of being that or being a captured, gelded stallion, neutered, who is contained by a bunch of Washington manipulators that tell him whatever he wants to hear to his face and then talk absolute trash about him behind his back. So he's been on the knife's edge of becoming the president and the real maverick they fear he could become. He's already a maverick. Or he could fall off the knife's edge and become a puppet president, completely cut off like a Chinese emperor, where they think they're making decisions and giving orders, but they're not. And with what he did last night, it turns the ship towards the course more of the president not being the president. And that's the headline for the live feed on InfoWars.com today, is President Trump is becoming the president in name only. And he's being maneuvered towards impeachment and removal from office. And the deep state isn't going to allow the populism and the freedom that put him in office. That's the real message, is globally, liberty's rising. They're going to come after everyone. The Christian Coalition, Franklin Graham, mainline NRA. Understand that, folks. They set the precedent with me. They're coming for everyone, and they're coming for everyone now. In Europe, Germany has basically declared martial law over any nationalist. People are stopped at train stations and asked if they're white by the police, if they are racist right-wingers. They're just preparing people if they have blonde hair. That's up on InfoWars.com with the video. And then the police got asked about it. They said, oh, it's just a social experiment. Exactly. They're conditioning people to not say no to the invasion. Migrant boats have now showed up and landed in England, funded by Soros. So they're collapsing the third world. This is a global war against national sovereignty, a global war against humanity. And they're coming in with total internet censorship, total internet control. I'm going to break the architecture down of that today. And they're going to try to sew the planet up. They're going to bring in the authoritarianism hardcore if the nationalist in Brazil and the United States and the UK and France and everywhere else are unable to stop it. Now, the globalists are very close to losing. That's why they're fighting so hard. But if we acquiesce to brazen authoritarianism, they could win. And see, they have nothing to lose. They know what they've done. They know their plan. It's official 2001 UN plan to flood the United States and Canada with 600 million migrants that they bring in, who they brainwash, and who they weaponize politically. That's official. That's from the official UN documents. They want 300 million in the UN plan by 2035, and of course you've heard Macron say by 2025, 200 million North Africans in Europe. 15 million military-age men, Muslims that just hit, have turned Europe into a giant outdoor sewer of rape, robbery, and death. So many articles and stories, I can't even keep track of it. You're like, this is insane. Why kill the tourism? Why have carjackings and highways blocked and thousands of cars burned tonight across Europe? Every night, thousands of cars. Because this is the left and the globalists breaking people. This is a siege. When the Vikings would invade your village, say in jolly old Cornwall, England, they'd rush in the night, burning, screaming, killing, roaring, hoping you'd all just be naked, not be willing to pick up your sword and shield, and run off into the woods. Then they could steal everything you had and then go pick you off in the woods, take the women they wanted to. It's the same thing. They're just turning giant migrant hordes, escorted by the police and the UN, in to rape and rapine in a Attila the Hun or Viking-esque scorched earth pillaging. It's the term. It's called pillaging. We're being pillaged, and now they're racking the U.S. up as if 35 million illegals isn't enough, and MS-13 and all the mass crime waves out of Latin America. Trump says we have illegal aliens caught murdering people. They're criminals, some of them, and they go, oh, how dare you call convicted murderers criminals? So this is it. We're at war, and the guy we put in to try to stop it is being cut off from every angle of his rightful authority ahead of his removal, and then they're coming for everybody.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is the Pro-America, Common Sense, Pro-Family, Pro-God, Pro-Prosperity broadcast. And that's why we're absolutely hated by every scumbag organization on the planet, because we've got the spirit to fight back, and I'm never going to surrender. And we've made spectacular light-year gains against the globalists in the last 5 years that are hammer blow. In fact, they believe in their own white papers that they're losing and cannot win. And all this societal race war garbage they're putting out worldwide, playing different groups against each other, is just a desperate rearguard action while they secure their stolen wealth and hope they don't go to prison. And you have to understand something. When I've already read something 4 or 5 times and researched it, it's so painful. But I have to discipline myself, and I need to come on air and do detailed reports and go over all the evidence. But you have to understand, they have the Tavistock Institute, DARPA, and their brain studies divisions and others working around the clock to demoralize not just this country but everyone else, and to make people as unhealthy and as depressed as possible, and to destroy society. That's the goal. The American Psychological Association came out today, and they run the schools in this country. That they follow UNESCO rules. And they announced classic masculinity, that's a quote, traits as a disorder. Now, you heard that right. Strong, upright, hardworking, steadfast, dauntless, determined, honorable, stoicism, competitiveness, dominance, aggression. All of this is toxic, and they're putting it on news like it's normal. Now, I told you, they're out to get the men, the boys. We'll talk about it more later. They're out to get anybody that will stand up. They're getting rid of the military. Everything's going to drones and robots. The old tradition of men is going, and it's going to be replaced by automated killer robots. So I'm going to cover this more coming up. But this is it. Now, of course, this isn't meant to empower women. They're just teaching women, you're going to, quote, take care of yourself, and the state's going to tell you what to do. It's going to be the dominant man now. And the technocracy is. And so this is a high-tech version of the slavery the Romans carried out and others against captured populations. And that's why if you read the history of slavery, different histories of it, and you look at this, it's very frightening. Very, 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 very frightening. And while on the one hand they teach in all the universities, I remember 20 years ago I was given a copy of a Calhoun Reader because one of my friends, another talk show host here in Austin, his son was going to UT. And he was going to get a criminal justice degree, then became a state trooper. And the official, just base-level social worker book, because, you know, they're segueing into that in law enforcement, was that the family belongs to a prehistoric, primitive time and must be eradicated. And I remember when I got that, and my heart was beating, because I knew it was the plan, and I'd seen it in UN documents, but to stare at it, and to see it. And now, 20 years later, the American Psychological Association says men are bad, period. And you pick up the newspaper, and it's like, my son likes to play Army and Fort, but I'm going to teach him to wear a dress. This is actually in the news. Because it's the right thing to do. So when the left goes, oh, let your son choose if they're a girl, these abusive leftists are doing this to their sons, and they're not just putting them on Ritalin to mess them up, but we're going to put you, son, on hormone blockers. Because this is the cult we're in. Oh, because we're letting you choose. No, you're not choosing. You're following a super eugenics-based humanity-ending program and bragging about it. Now I was going to come back in this segment, and I'll get to this later, but everybody knows my habit of mentioning something coming up and getting right into it. But when we come back, constitutional lawyer, really smart cookie, founder of Oath Keepers, is going to be joining us, Stuart Rhodes. But here's the bottom line, and he's a constitutional lawyer, won awards at Yale for his writings, and of course worked for Ron Paul, smart guy. He concurs with what I've said. Trump essentially is no longer the president. He has abdicated his responsibility. He's shining it away. He's letting a group of people around him tell him that he can't fire the head of the Federal Reserve, which he can do in the code. He says, we're going to get our troops out of Syria. They say, nope, you can't do that. He says, I'm going to declassify the illegal spying on me. No, you can't do that. And so for all intents and purposes, he's done a lot of bold stuff. Get us out of the TPP. He's done a lot of positive things. Fired the head of the World Bank, who was a CHICOM operative. We know he was. But when it comes to him trying to really do key things like defend our country and defend ourselves from the UN-funded, run, public invasion plan to collapse every major nation state, he hires the people that supposedly are expert, it's in it like Kelly, and then Kelly won't do it, and then lies to him. And they're using hardcore intelligence agency operations and manuals against him. And they're messing with his whole family, and they're threatening him, and they're trying to destroy him, and they're scaring everybody around him to put pressure on him. So I don't want to be in his position. And he's under legendary stress, and I say pray for the president. But we all have to get down to brass tacks here. This is a 12-round heavyweight boxing match, and Trump is tied right now. And both contenders have got broken noses, eyebrows opened up, blood coming out of their mouths, and they're both leaning on the ropes. So it goes either way. He's either going to be the liberator, and he's going to drop the hammer, or he's going to go down. Because they're cutting him off, all the talk show hosts that support him, all the money that supports him, everything's being cut off ahead of assassination or him being impeached and then removed. And folks are like, oh, well, that'll be a spectacle. No. Everywhere, the authoritarian governments are dropping the hammer. In Europe, they're saying, just we're going to ban demonstrations, period, by any conservative or nationalist group. And now they have police checkpoints where there's video of it on Infowars.com, where they come up in Germany and France and say, are you a nationalist? You're a right winger. And the women are like, well, no. They go, well, you know, you've got your hair braided. And the truth is, you're a white person in Germany. That's not allowed. And you see how people love to race war. So they're just flipping it now. Perfect for the Germans, where now it's get the white people. And I see on Twitter and stuff, they're saying ban the German language. People now believe that's Nazi. Yeah, there's an article right there. The people even have German football teams. In fact, the EU has said they're going to ban country names starting in 2 years on all the soccer teams. You see, this is it, folks. This is a total cult takeover. And we better realize we're in the fight for our lives against real authoritarians.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours. hours to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
This is not a sensational headline or statement. It's the fact. President Trump is essentially no longer the president. He is abdicating his responsibility. He is being countermanded by his subordinates. He is being gelded and isolated, and all of his supporters being cut off and silenced ahead of assassination or removal from office. And you say, well, why would they remove a puppet? Well, because his rhetoric they don't like, and he's still fighting hard. You know, Tucker Carlson, about 3 weeks ago, came out and said, I really like Trump, think he means well, but he doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't understand how Washington works, and they're running circles around him. He means well. He's gotten a lot done just because he's outside the box and gets that he's the president. But he says, pull the troops out. They just say, no, we're not doing it. He says, release the FISA documents, the illegal spying. They won't do it. Pence and he and others signaled, hey, we're already in an emergency. I may declare an emergency. And the word was, he's already said to the military, we're in an emergency on the border. Get down there. And he announced we're in an emergency a few weeks ago. But the technical emergency, under law, Obama put in a string of executive orders starting in 2009, the biggest 2012, saying we're in a national emergency and telling Congress that, and the president then acted under those emergency powers. And as Senator Manchin and others said, who's a Democrat, Trump has the power to do it, yesterday on Fox. He said, I don't know if he'll do it, and if Congress thinks the president has too much power, they should take it. They should pass some laws, but too much power has been ceded. Okay, well, they've been using the power to bring us into this globalist system. Trump has used the power to pull us out of it, but he didn't do it. He balked. Now, maybe he's going to do it in a few weeks. But, you know, a few weeks turns into a few months, like declassifying the illegal spying on him. I even heard Trump a month ago go, well, the Federal Reserve's separate, so I'm really not supposed to get involved in that. That's their propaganda. That's the Federal Reserve Act. That's not part of our country. The president can remove the head of the Fed for any reason he wants. It's in there. So he's surrounded by people that are lying to him and who are countermanding what he says. And so I say this to all the listeners, everybody else. You need to call the White House. You need to write letters. You need to call talk radio and get the talking point out there. Why they want us off air is because we can put these talking points out. That Trump is no longer the president when he acts like this. He's allowing himself to be surrounded and cut off. But he can always, before it's too late, slip back in and start exercising that rightful power. And this is, so many people spin this, Stuart Rhodes, founder of Oath Keepers, constitutional lawyer, Army veteran, for folks that don't know who he is. You're a constitutional lawyer. I've studied this. We know what's going on. We know about the executive orders. We're going to go over it in this segment and the next. But sitting back from this, what do you think the president needs to do? What did you make of that speech? Why do you think he reversed course? Do you think I'm going too far saying, for all intents and purposes, he's no longer the president when he acts like this? And then what needs to happen to those that aren't following his orders? And then others spin it and say, oh, we're calling for martial law. We're calling for civil emergency. No, we're already under the emergency, as you know. Under law, the president has to declare his own just to end the previous emergency. So how do we articulate that? What do you think is happening with Trump, and how serious is this situation?
Well, as we discussed last night, I was very disappointed that he didn't do what needs to be done. And what he needs to do is recognize this is a military national emergency on our southern border. And he needs to directly draw a parallel to the precedent of President Wilson in 1916, sending the U.S. Army across the border into Mexico to go chase down Pancho Villa and his bandits. The U.S. military was stationed all along the border in Texas. This is after Texas statehood, long after the Civil War, long after Posse Comitatus. None of that impacts national security when it comes to using the U.S. military to repel an invasion. And so the president should just focus directly on that precedent and say, look, under the constitutional authority I have as commander-in-chief, I am authorized to repel invasions, to suppress insurrections, and execute the laws of the Union, and I can use the U.S. military to do so as commander-in-chief. He needs to turn to his Defense Department and give out the order to go and deploy the military on the border in force. Not in a support role, not here and there, but in mass, as was done by Wilson in reaction to Pancho Villa. He sent an expeditionary force, an punitive expedition into Mexico to go take it to the bandits. And today, we're in the same situation again. You have, in that situation, you had Pancho Villa and his men who controlled northern Mexico. They were the de facto rulers of northern Mexico in a civil war against the Mexican government, against Mexico City. And they didn't wait for Mexico City's permission. You know, Wilson sent the troops across the border. He didn't wait for Congress's permission or authority. He just did it as the commander-in-chief in an obvious constitutional response to an invasion and murder of American citizens. Here's the same. The cartels have come into the United States, brought illegal aliens in who are their gangbanger buddies, who then murder police officers, murder veterans. Last night he talked about, you know, an Air Force veteran who was a female who was raped and murdered, beaten to death with a hammer by an illegal alien. Then he had a police officer, Singh, up there, a legal immigrant from Fiji, who was murdered by an illegal immigrant under California's protection. with their ridiculous sovereign, you know, they call it the sanctuary city or sanctuary state law. So all of this is the same parallel to what we face with Poncho.
Well, this is a much bigger threat. We got 35 million illegal aliens. They're twice as likely to commit crimes. Mexico and Latin America are crime, kidnapping, beheading, murder paradises, hundreds of thousands of dead. And then you got the Democrats in an upside-down world saying there's zero crisis on the border. There's nothing happening. But even the UN admits record numbers of flu, tuberculosis, drug-resistant, black plague, even leprosy's coming back. They're putting these kids in schools untested with other people's kids. Worldwide tuberculosis exploding. This is just insane, but it's part of a larger plan.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And we see it already in Europe. It's as you said earlier, this is the globalist plan to flood the first world with the third world and swamp it and take and destroy it and take it down to third world level. And that's what they're doing to us. But it's also a humanitarian crisis for the people being brought across. Trump has not hammered enough on the sex slavery that goes on both inside Mexico and inside the U.S.
Oh, that's another thing. Schumer and all them said Trump's talking about non-existent sex trafficking when the AP reported on Democrat-connected groups sneaking 10,000 kids out of Haiti and some of them found dead. And even the Senate reported, Mitch, Obama let in tens of thousands of kids, thousands of which disappeared into sex slavery. I mean, and they're saying there is no crisis on the border. There is no sex slavery. These people are a mad criminal group. It's just, and they look like, the way Pelosi and Schumer looked, the whole nation recoiled because they look like animatomic dummies or something, like they're not real. What the hell is going on here?
Well, you know, there's been well documented over the mainstream media for many years of the sad tale of young girls underage being kidnapped, beaten, and raped, and smuggled into the U.S. and forced to be prostitutes in the sex slavery for the illegal migrant workers. They go to these fields and they have to service, you know, 30 men at a time every day. They're being tortured every day sexually in the United States, brought from Mexico. That's not conspiracy theory.
Let me stop you. CBS was so hyper to lie about Trump with their Southern Poverty Law Center fact checkers that they put their foot in their mouth last night. Stories on Infowars.com. We'll cover it when we come back. Stuart, did you see where he said 1 in 3 women coming up through Mexico were raped by the coyotes, and CBS fact-checked him and said, actually, it's 80%, which it is. And so then they had to pull it down. Can you believe it?
Yeah, this is, you know, everyone on the border knows. I think the problem is that most of America doesn't realize how bad it really is. It is far worse.
I'm a full-grown man, and I've been down there with folks in Arizona and South Texas, and it's scary.
It's
scary down there.
It's far worse than what was going on in Pancho Villa, because they don't leave. They stay here, and they do the same thing here they do in Mexico. They terrorize women and children. They force them into sex slavery. If they try to escape, they murder them. Let's make an example.
And let's be clear. It's because it's the worst of the worst of Latin America and other places knowing you can go to the United States and no one knows who you are and do whatever the hell you want, like the railway killer who killed 30-something people, all of them Hispanics.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the bestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of 5-star reviews. Click the bestedpill.com. That's bestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials, commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Stuart Rhodes, constitutional lawyer, Army veteran, founder of Oath Keepers, a good friend of mine, a great patriot, is breaking down the fact that the president is not acting like the president. And we have these bureaucracies ignoring his orders. He's written award-winning papers at Yale and you name it about the different structures of power in the executive and the other two branches. We'll get his take on that in a moment, but he was just bringing up the massive human smuggling. We were doing live coverage last night with Stewart and others on with us, Roger Stone and others, of the aftermath of the president. And the Democrats responded by saying, there's no human smuggling. But those are quotes, and Trump's making it up. There's, quote, no border crisis. This is official statements at MSNBC and CNN. I mean, this is otherworldly. This level of BS is so seismic, I don't even know what you call it. It's BS to the power of infinity. The UN even admits, because they're involved, Amnesty International, 80% of the women that come up through there are raped in Mexico. Not by the gringos. Tens of thousands are put into sex slavery every year. Thousands get killed and disappear. Trump just signed an anti-human smuggling piece of legislation that also goes after pedophiles. Pedophile arrests are up 9 to 10 times, according to federal numbers, what they were under Obama. But there's a cover of magazines like Texas Monthly, say Jones is insane. There's no pedophilia. With a picture of myself and Trump up there. And then it says Pizzagate isn't real. There's no pedophilia. Ladies and gentlemen, Trump just signed the legislation. So he is taking action. He is the president. But compared to the real powers he has as commander in chief, when he puts that hat on in an emergency, both domestic or foreign, that's what scares the deep state, because he could brush them aside if he just does it. Instead of doing it, he leaves it in the big battle with Congress and leaves Obama's emergency in place. And I know he knows this. So we'll get Stewart's take on it and what he thinks we should do, and also how the military can build a wall very, very quickly. Stewart's an expert on this. We'll get to that, but here's the president just minutes ago signing the anti-trafficking legislation.
I very much do. Thank you. Okay.
This is incredible. Let's get back to the trafficking and how to build the wall. We know the United States is arguably the biggest place in the world for human trafficking because of our porous borders. If not number one, we're number two. The Democrats, I have the stacks of news, I have video clips, mainstream media saying it doesn't exist. There is no human trafficking. There is no crime. There is no caravan. These are all, what the hell is going on here? What is the propaganda program here?
Well, they can't admit the truth, because then it backs up that this is an emergency and the proper response is to use the military to stop it. So, of course, what else can they do? They can deny it. So you should take a page out of Ross Perot's book and get up on in front of the do a press conference in front of the country and put it up on a big screen. All of the mainstream media reports and interviews of women being sex trafficked when they were children, brought across the country, finally freed and then interviewed. They're all over the place. He should lay them all out. He should show pictures of all the murders that happened both inside Mexico and inside the United States by the cartels and the drug gangs that run the border. And when he goes down to the border tomorrow, he should go to McAllen, Texas. He should go down to Laredo. He should go where, you know, we did a flyover with your crew. Your cameraman came along with me and flew over the Rio Grande. It's wide open. You still have that footage. There's no fence there. There was no Border Patrol for miles. We flew for about 45 minutes before we saw one Border Patrol truck. And that's because there's not enough of them down there. And then we did boots on the ground walking along the Rio Grande. You wouldn't even know it's a border. There's nothing to indicate any kind of international border whatsoever. And we were there for about 45 minutes, me and a Marine Corps veteran who lives there, before we saw any Border Patrol agents. They were just not there because there's not enough of them.
And we've got footage of giant packages of drugs being brought across while we're there.
Yeah, that's right. You guys had, I think it was Joe Gibb, Biggs, right? Right. He saw the caravan come right across right in front of him, a bunch of mule trains. And so they bring drugs, they bring weapons, they bring women and children for sex slavery, they bring across terrorists. I mean, anything that they want to bring comes across. And the cartels control that border. They control both sides of it. The gangs on the U.S. side who work for the cartels, some of them American citizens, others of them illegal aliens, are the ones who distribute the drugs and take them up to Chicago for the cartels. And on the Mexican side, it's bloodthirsty cartels themselves. So they control the border right now. You're already being invaded and occupied. And you have corrupt sheriffs down there and police chiefs and city council members who are in the back pocket of the cartel, because it's a standard drill. Either, you know, plata or plomo, either silver or lead. You take the money or they kill you. That's what's happening inside the U.S. as it does in Mexico. There is no border, and there will not be a border.
Now, wait a minute. Chuckie Schumer and all of them, I have literally dozens of clips today and yesterday saying there is no caravan, there are no drugs, there is no sex trafficking, and then Amnesty International says 80% of the women are getting raped. Trump says one-third. They fact-check him and say, you're wrong, it's more women. They go, oops, sorry, and pull it down. It's crazy.
That's why you should just take the time to do a press conference where he lays it all out there using their own reports, Amnesty International's reports, the UN's reports, you know, documented government reports about the reality on the border. Here are the facts. I mean, the webpage they have up about border facts is pretty good, but he needs to get up there in front of the people and show it to the people. And then he needs to point out that Wilson did this. Here's Black Jack Pershing in Mexico chasing down Pancho Villa. Here's why this is perfectly constitutional. And in fact, you know, my duty as the President of the United States to use the military to do this. And then he needs to go ahead and just do it right there from the state and get it done. Issue the order.
You're a smart guy. You've worked in Congress. You're a constitutional lawyer. they were signaling, both the vice president and the president, he was going to declare an emergency. It's the right thing to do, not just for the border, but for what he can do in government once he does that, for good. And it's in his purview. Why do you think he then, because I'm rarely wrong, and it's fine when I am, I'll say I am, but I'm not even wrong. He says, we're going to pull out of Syria. Then they don't do it because they say, no, we're not doing it. Or you know, they're countermanding. So what do you think the president should do? And do you agree with me that, you know, we're seeing him kind of not hit on all cylinders? He does some good things, but other times he just gets blocked. It's amazing.
Yeah, he needs to fire anybody that refuses one of his orders. It's a lawful order, should be fired immediately. And he needs to make that very clear that you either do what I say or you're gone. He can't go back on what he says he's going to do. He just needs to do it. So that's what he has to do. He has to man up. I mean, and I want to kind of refer back to what you were saying earlier. It's part of their program to make us all despair and give up. And obviously they're doing that to him as well. That's why it's so important for us to make sure that we stand up and let our voices be heard. And we go put our boots on the ground in D.C. calling on the president to man up. We got to man up, too. And don't give up. I saw some comments on your website after last night of people saying that they're giving up. Trump's not going to do anything. Our country's cooked. It doesn't make a difference what Trump does or doesn't do. What matters is what you do.
Oh, yeah. Nancy Pelosi's so tone deaf. She doesn't know that she looks like the Crypt Keeper. And same thing with Schumer. They have this evil criminal will to dominate us. But if we just persevere, look how far the movement against globalism's come. Look at Trump. Yes, we're frustrated he doesn't just defeat them right now. He has the power in his hands. But he's working with a bunch of cowards that backstab. But you're absolutely right. Don't let them demoralize you, folks. Don't let them demoralize you. Nationalism and patriotism is exploding worldwide. Okay, yeah, the American Psychological Association say men are evil. Well, that shows us they're evil. They're being honest about their plan. They're accelerating their timetable to bring down civilization for control because we're kicking their butt.
Yeah, and the best response is to go and man up, you know, take your testosterone pills, lift some weights, go run some sprints up a hill, go learn how to fight. And man up, lose some weight. You know, this last year I lost 40 pounds, got my fat ass back in shape. And that's what we all need to do, is just man up and see our responsibility as individuals to make sure that we do what we have to do. And they're telling you what they don't want you to do. They don't want you to be a man anymore. So be a man.
And exactly. What are they scared of? They don't want you to go to InfoWars.com. They don't want you to be a Christian. They don't want you to be a nationalist. They don't want you to be a man. They don't want a woman to be a mother. Because they're demoralizing you because they are literally the scum of the earth. Do you believe the American Psychological Association has literally come out and said men in traditional roles, period, are bad? We know that's been their plan, but now it's public.
Yeah, I encourage you as a New Year's resolution, you know, read Jocko Willink's book, Discipline is Freedom. That's a great book about, you know, getting your act together mentally and physically and becoming men again. I think it's really, really important to focus on that. But we also need to push the president. We need to make sure we don't give him a pass from what he did last night. Don't say, well, you know, it's not his fault. He's surrounded by enemies and they're in his ear, et cetera, et cetera. He's responsible. He needs to accept responsibility. Every one of us is responsible for what we do. And he's responsible also. And I don't care what threats they're doing against his family or anything else. He swore that oath. Once he swore an oath to support and defend the Constitution, he's on the hook. He's on the hook from now on. And all he can do is do his duty. So all we can do, too.
Well, plus, Stuart, look at what we face. I know you got to do another interview in about 5 minutes, but do five more with us back in two. How could the military build a wall very, very quickly? I know you're an expert on this. You spent thousands of hours on the border, more than thousands of hours, and we're going to break it all down. We come right back. Solutions straight ahead.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogen,